Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 332, 4th and John. This is the Eagles 49ers. Recap, episode 333. My bad. But you know, I'm feeling a certain way. You know, me and Prime got matching hats. You might want to read the, it says conference champions. You know, our Eagles did the damn thing. I don't care what all the national media said. I don't care what our opposing fans said, like Jay Jai said, you know the rest. But overall, this team showed up, showed out. Last week on the show, I said, if I want them to set the tone, they set the tone and they did it on offense and they came back on defense. And what I said was Hassan Reddick, when Brock Purdy turns around and gets in his face and makes him shook for the rest of the game, that's what happened. And then you have stupid quotes like this from George Kittle's here. How's that feel to lose an NFC championship game because I don't have a quarterback? Pretty shitty, to be honest. Live with it. I don't give a damn because at the end of the day, defense wins championships. That is an actual quote. And defense won us an NFC championship. So how y'all feeling today, guys?
Hallelujah! Man, we going back to the bowl. Dude, this is, I mean, it can't be understated. First of all, I want to get one thing off my chest right here. If someone's talking shit to you right now and their team doesn't still have a football game on the schedule, tell them to shut the hell up. I mean, they got no room to talk. We're in the championship game, man. All this talk about cupcake schedule all year long. Guess what? We were in the hardest division in football. We won that. We won the NFC East. We won the NFC Conference. Now we're going to the Super Bowl. You want to talk about a cupcake? We beat two teams in the playoffs that had playoff wins this year. Is that a cupcake? I don't know. I went into each one of these games. I'm going to be honest. I was super confident about the Giants game. I thought we were going to roll them just the way that we did. Going into this Niners game, I thought it was going to be a little bit tighter. But this has been the story of the Philadelphia Eagles this entire year. They've been underestimated not only by their own fans, by the national media. This is a legitimate team. This is potentially the best Eagles team I've ever seen with my own eyes. This defensive line is unstoppable. Hassan Reddick is arguably, I'm ready to have the argument, that he is the greatest free agent signing in the Eagles history. Hassan Reddick wrecks games, man. He has been a monster all year long. And then you look at the offense. Obviously, me and Hollis have had words this year talking about Jalen Hurts. I said earlier in the offseason, I said, man, if it's the same thing as last year, we're going to need a step up. And a step up we got, man. I mean, there's not even words to describe the leap that Jalen Hurts has made this year, playing at an MVP level. Howie Roseman having the offseason of his lifetime. We should have seen the writing on the wall back in September, guys. And for the few of us that did, kudos to you. But let's all enjoy in the fact that our Philadelphia Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, the disrespect is not going to stop. The disrespect is still going as we speak right now. I mean, they're coming up with so much shit just to go ahead and make us look bad, saying that we took the easy way out, saying that we had the easiest schedule, like you mentioned, Evan, saying that, you know, there was nothing that was pretty much like it's just not going. It's just it just won't stop, man. And it's getting. I'm not going to let it frustrate me because at the end of the day, like you guys already said, man, we're NFC champions. We were in that building. That place was electrifying, man. Having Brian Dawkins as our honorary captain started off the night, seeing that man on the screen, seeing how hyped he was. He got us all hyped. I'm lost for words, man. Like, I'm just so freaking excited. These 2 weeks are going to be great, but at the same time, it's going to be so long because, you know, the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away.
And it's let's like, soak it up.
I know, man. I'm definitely soaking it up. You know, look, at the end of the day, George Kittle, the 49er defense, that 49er fan base could come up with all the excuses and all their crying all they want, man. I mean, it's part of the game. We've been there. We've been in that situation. We've overcome it. But at the same time, we've been in the same position as you where, you know, hey, we had a quarterback down or, hey, we had a backup in there and we lost or we had some bad games. It just wasn't your time. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? Protect your goddamn quarterback. There it is. You know, find yourself a line that could go ahead and protect that man. You guys already been through four quarterbacks. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I don't think the problem is that, you know, we didn't have anything to bring to the table. I think the problem is you guys don't know how to keep your composure together on that line. And look what happened to all your quarterbacks. They all got hurt, man. So I think you guys need to worry more, stay more focused on that shit and stop coming up with all these excuses. I mean, all this gang 49er, whatever, man. Nah, bro. It's gang, bird gang. Understand that. Remember that. It came from us first, and we showed y'all asses on Sunday. All right, that ass whooping came and it conquered, man. I'm telling you. So, let's just get ready. Like Evan said, man, go Birds. Let's go.
Well, first of all the bitch made stuff that the 49ers did leading up to the game, the dressing of the Rocky statue, the Brocky video, talking about their fans are better than ours, their stadium is louder than ours. And then they come out to boo. They come out and they put a tight end on one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, and I wonder why the fucking quarterback gets hurt on that play. And not only that, I don't think he was hurt as everybody think he is. I think he saw what we were doing, and we were not getting ready to give him the easy way out, and we was going to kick his ass. He was shook after that play. He hadn't got done like that all year long. And I said it before the game started. I said, we're going to go out there and we're going to kick their ass. All the excuses, they go by the wayside. All the this quarterback did, he was 12-0. They was sucking his hairy beanbag, talking about how this has never happened before, how he could make history, how he hadn't lost yet. I was like, nobody had put him on notice yet. I was like, and then I'm getting sick and tired of everybody trying to pump up the losers sing them a sad song. Man, fuck them. They was talking all that shit before the game. And now when you get – and this is – you can say what you want, but it didn't matter if Purdy was in there or not. You got your ass handed to you. I suggest you take it like a man or whatever you want to be referred to as and get the fuck on. We on to the next one. It's still one more game. That's why I was like, this 2 weeks is going to kind of – it's going to eat at all of us because this is the time where they continue to talk about the fucking losers. About what they did and what they did wrong. Who gives a fuck? They showed up. They showed up and got their ass whooped. It's like I don't need to hear about you losing your quarterback because one, they did the same protection, and I have to commend Jonathan Gannon because this is one of the protections that he hadn't done anything against. He kicked our defensive end out all the way over the tight end this time for that 1-on-1 matchup because what they were doing was double teaming the big dogs on the inside and was leaving the outside guys in a 1-on-1 matchup, and they thought they were going to pin him in, and we took the boot. I have to Jonathan Gannon. I'll give him that adjustment. I was like, but all that other stuff, it's like, I don't even know what the question is. They keep talking about our schedule. We kicked every ass that you put in front of us. And this is the playoffs. This is supposed to be the best of the best. This is a business, and you ain't too far gone to see that yet. But I just, personally, I'm just tired of, I kind of turned off the TV when they have certain things come on, other than the coaching carousel, which I've been watching because I knew Sean Payton was going to get another job. But other than that, all the places are talking about the losers. They're talking about the Bengals, about what they did. They're talking about the 49ers. And then they keep bringing up the Cowgirls. Get that, they're not playing this next coming week. We're in for a long 2 weeks for listening to bullshit. But it's just like everybody said before me, the disrespect is still there because some of the bums that they have on some of these networks are talking about, who have they played? We played everybody that you put in front of us. Every time you built some chump up, we knocked their ass out. Who's the chump of the week? We're about to kick that ass. It's going to be tough for me to wait these 2 weeks because I can't wait to put the rest of the NFL on notice of what our young guys are going to do. We still got one more, though. So we can't get wrapped up in all the bullshit.
Alex, my flat top brother, joining me at the tailgate. What are your thoughts of this past weekend?
I mean, we're talking about Purdy, you know, how we went out and how we took advantage of that, obviously. But we still fucking scored 31 points on that great defense of theirs. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, we still whoop that ass, as some people are saying, on offense. You know, we put things together. We did what we needed to do. We executed, right? We didn't beat ourselves. And that's, like, the most important thing. That's what's going to take us out is if we fail and take ourselves out of the game, which we did not do, right? We made sure that everything was in front of us the whole time, fucking took care of it, and then we get the W. And now we're going to move on to the Super Bowl. Same thing, execute, right? Keep everybody in front of you, and then we'll be hoisting up that trophy, and we'll be crying in each other's arms. You know, that's how it's going to be. But, you know, we still scored 31 points, like I said, and our offense is looking pretty good. Defense is obviously looking pretty good as well, but, you know, shout out to the offense.
I think one of my favorite parts of that, you know, throwing up that 31 points is the fact that not only did the Eagles get to dominate one Bosa, but the Eagles fans got to dominate the other Bosa the stands and out in the parking lot. I'm not sure if you guys caught that video, but it was hilarious. And whenever someone's got to pull the I'm rich card on you, that's when you know you lost.
Yeah, that's when you know you got under this skin.
That's when you know you got under this skin.
So soft.
Did anybody else take this? I was watching the game a few times. I watched it. Who was number one versus the run?
Niners.
What do we do the entire rest
move
of that game?
Move their asses. Toss them out the club, Hollis.
No, but not only that, it's like if you're trying to get back in the game, you force a team to pass. They couldn't even force us to pass. We just whoop their ass.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about taking a team to the woodshed, and there at points in the game, you saw some of the linemen getting thrown out the club. And they had no intention of, like, they gave up on the play. And I think at the end of the day, what everyone says about this team, we heard this about the previous Super Bowl winning team. And like these Eagle fans who have seen this team year in, year out, we've seen bad teams. We've seen shaky teams. You don't think we know a good team when we see one? Like, this team has done amazing things. And at the end of the day, they're forced to be reckoned when someone says, have you guys, you haven't seen a team like the Niners? That no team in this league has seen a complete team like this Eagles team. You go top offensive line, defensive line is tremendous. You got records like Hassan Reddick. You got clamps on the outside. You got a three-headed monster. You got a one and a two, and you got linebackers who are playing decent. You got Chauncey playing, being Chauncey, like, this is a good team, and it's pro. Like, it's endless. So,
no, yeah. But I also want to build off that just another layer further, Gail, because I think that there's something that is really being understated, not only about this postseason run, but about this Eagles offense this entire year. I have never in the history of the NFL seen a team that is so dominant in 1 yard situations, one yard and under, when you got it, when you're running the QB sneak. I've never seen a team like this Philadelphia Eagles team that is as dominant, because we ended up finally getting stopped down on the goal line, going for a sneak, and I was sitting there laughing on the couch. I'm sitting there like, run it again. I don't care. We're not gonna get it 2 times in a row. It's too easy with this offensive line, but you
guys know that they've been teams have been calling into the league to complain about the way we run their play. Who gives a damn?
Yeah. You know what? You know how you know you're a dominant team? When they got to change the rules because of you. That's how you know you're a dominant team.
We were in the stands. We were in the stands telling them to run that shit back, man. Just keep running it back, running it back.
And luckily, run it again. I don't care. I saw them stop us. That was what was funny to me. I saw them stop us. I literally started laughing. I'm like, I don't care. Run it again, dude. It's second down.
Doesn't faze us.
I think the funniest part was after the game, the sore loser. The sore loser part started when Trent Williams, when he was with Washington. Got pissed off, and you see Adama Kasu was in his face, and he didn't do nothing. He was like, he turned around, and was like, wait a minute, DB, come here, you want some more? I was like, oh, you got to be shitting me.
He won 100% at somebody that had no idea what was going on at that moment.
Exactly.
Like, of course, he's going to get fucking taken down.
It just took him down, and I was like, wow. And then you go and you listen to the comments, not only to the comments of the players, but then some of the fans too, talking about if this and bust was candy and nuts, it would always be Christmas. And if it was a fifth, then we would all be fucking drunk. Then get all them ifs. Y'all came out there and took a sound kick in the teeth. That's all. Just take it. It happens. It don't always happen in the playoffs, but it happens.
Earlier, you guys were talking about running it back. Right. You know, I'm going to give opportunity now that we don't have to speak it into existence. You know, some people in the chat, Feast with Pete might say things about speaking into existence. But this Ultimate Birds trip, Arizona trip, part two, February 10th,
part two,
13th.
Baby.
You're going to get on a big-ass plane with big-ass Hollis.
Damn, Skippy.
He's going to be guiding you to Arizona. I mean, Hollis, how excited are you to be going back to Arizona on a Super Bowl trip? I mean, it's got to be exciting.
You know what? It hasn't hit me totally yet because we got a whole nother week. No, because we have a whole nother week. It's like watching us kick the 49ers' ass. And then listening to all the jargon and the crap that's going on this week, it makes you think that we got another game this week coming up. But it's only the All-Star weekend this weekend coming up, which some of the 49ers will be playing in now. but the trip itself with Philly Sports Trip is going to be spectacular. Myself and Seth Joyner will be having the Q&A on that Saturday night, and they will have buses going backwards and forth to the NFL experience if you so desire to go there. But the tailgate at McFadden's right next to the stadium, baby. It's going down. All we need is the stage. Remember that last time we was in Arizona? I had all the bacon and eggs. Wait till I get back down there.
Is it always about the food with you?
It's always about the bacon and eggs.
Hold on.
Don't act like the only way to a tremendous party is delicious, tender food, good music, and last but not least, the women. If you got a bunch of dudes there, it's not a party. It's just having a meal.
You didn't list alcohol on that list.
Well, alcohol is already said. That's already said. That's a given. That's like, if I have to tell you alcohol, then we are not friends. It's like, you said you're having a party, and I'm like, what alcohol? It's like, I didn't say it was going to be alcohol. See you later.
Hey, Tank, I'm about to have some barbecue down here in Alabama. I'm just telling you, I'm about to flex on you. I might take a couple photos, send to you.
I mean, it is a little bit of a flex. I also want to just highlight Gail's pure football passion, bro. I mean, this man leaving the after immediately after the NFC Championship game to drive himself down to Alabama to go down to the Senior Bowl. I mean,
oh, you drove? No. Damn,
he drove, man. No,
I know he didn't drive. Knowing Gale, I know he didn't drive. I'm sorry, he didn't fly. So yeah, he definitely drove down. You and Breezy drive down together?
Yeah. It was I got about 6 hours in, and then I did the rest the next day. But you know, overall, the last part of Alabama was a super bitch. I was just like, man, these 3 hours of seeing nothing, absolutely nothing. It's crazy. Today was a little, we had our first practice today. But in the morning, I was at Chick-fil-A, get my Chick-fil-A before practice. And then I look behind me and the legendary Dan Marino's behind me. I'm like,
oh man.
So I was like, hey Dan, what's up, bro?
Did you turn into a groupie?
Nah, you know I actually kept.
It's okay. That's Dan Marino.
No, I said what's up, but I didn't give him the whole.
You say what's up, or did you say hi, Dan?
I was like, I said, where are the isotoners at, bitch? He was cool though. He was cool.
I highly doubt you said that. I think he shriveled up like a tiny pear.
No, I always when I see a legend, I say what's up. But overall, I'm really thinking about the food, so I just wanted to let you know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get some barbecue.
Common theme here.
Yeah.
See, once she said food, I was like, "Yo, now I'm hungry now."
Yeah,
I'm hungry now. But you know, Jalen said, he's not hungry.
He's starving.
He's starving. So is he right with those words? Does this team look like a starving football team?
Damn right they do, man.
Yeah.
Every week they going in there starving. Every week they're playing to their potential. I mean, these playoffs, these guys have been lights out, man. I mean, yo, they just keep on impressing me, and I love it, man. I really do. I'm not going to lie. I was also at ease, like definitely confident when we played against the Giants. I had that one. Marked that, you know, that one was already chalked up. Like, all right, that's in the bag. Going against this one, I was not worried about losing, but I honestly thought with Purdy going the whole game, it was going to be competitive. And, you know, the outcome was definitely going to be ours. But the ass-whooping these boys laid on these guys made it even more better. I mean, come on, Gail. We were side by side, bro. The excitement was just crazy that night. We were jumping in other people's arms. That's how excited we were, man.
Pause.
It ain't no pause, man. Listen, we were all big family. Like, we enjoyed ourselves, bro. Like,
okay, you had to preface like that.
Don't it was just
great. Those were his arms. Like,
now, the 49er fans around us couldn't even handle us, man. Like, there were some that were hiding. I had one behind me the whole time he was hiding. And when they were making plays, you see him cheering and shit. Then I turn around, he put in his head right back down. I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, come on. I mean, if you're going to rep your team, rep them. And then when it was all said and done, because he know Purdy gave up. Once he came back, when he was forced to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, when
get
he was forced to
get your ass back outside.
Exactly.
When you come to the house and you know it's somebody's been giving you a tough time outside, and you know the fight is going to be way rougher than you want it to be, and your mama say, you get your ass back outside.
And that's how exactly he knew he was done. You know what I mean? Because he just kept getting his ass whooped. Hassan Reddick pretty much was in every single play was in his face. And I said it. I said it last week. Watch that right side. I told you, I was watching that divisional game between the 49ers and the Cowboys. And they were exposed. Especially the way they were getting on that right side. And I said it. Hassan is going to kill that right side, and that's exactly what he did. Yep. I mean, once again, Gale's sitting there, and he's naming out plays. And that play, that Hassan, that George Kittle, crying and all that shit, you couldn't block that, man.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that play happened, yo, me and Gale looked at each other like, wow, like that shit really just happened. Like, that was the play that he wanted, and look, he got it. So it was just like, yo, these guys just continue.
I was like, Primo. I was like, do I have to go streaking now? Because
no, said last week. God, no.
Now they're going to pause. Right.
Cool ahead.
No, but I also want to just point out the fact, too, that, like, obviously, like, the 49ers, they have – it kind of pisses me off in the fact that they have been able to find success in plugging and playing a quarterback, it seems, all year long. I mean, Purdy was their third guy. And that's the thing that just blows my mind about these 49ers fans that are just out here crying, throwing little bitch fits, talking about – oh, well, if we had Purdy, if you had your third string quarterback, that would have made the difference. Can we go through what Brock Purdy has actually went up against? The Miami Dolphins, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Washington, the Las Vegas Raiders, Arizona, or any of those teams? For the NFL fans that have been saying the Eagles haven't played anybody, your third string quarterback beat a bunch of bums, and then he ended up getting a win in the playoffs, and he faced a real team. So you're going to tell me that your third string quarterback would have made the difference? You would have got your ass kicked either way. Have fun going back to San Fran.
That's the one. My favorite thing from this game is during Jalen Hurts' interview. He said it's hard to enjoy this because the job is not done. I was like, man. When I grew up, I want to be just like him.
Mamba mentality. Job's not finished.
No, you didn't hear me. He said it's hard for me to enjoy this because the job is not done. We just won the NFC Championship. It's hard for him to enjoy this because the job is not done. Man. I've never heard that from a quarterback or anybody before.
We even had a moment where Jalen Hurts was on the screen and he's looking dead center at the camera and the man cracked a smile.
That was all we needed.
That's all we needed. That place erupted because that man said, "I'm not going to smile until we get there." Well, yo, bro, you got a quick 2 second smile because we halfway there. We got one more to go, and then you could go ahead and crack that smile all you want because you deserve it.
But that's fine.
I'm not sure if you guys are like – we're all caught up in the fact that we're going to the Super Bowl, the fact that we have dominated so far. But like how we keep on saying, we have one more left. And as I look forward to this Super Bowl Sunday versus the Kansas City Chiefs, I see so many similarities in the last Super Bowl that we played in. I look at it in the way that – we are a much better team than the Kansas City Chiefs. The only thing that I think that they have better than us is the quarterback. I think Pat Mahomes.
Oh, God, here you go with this shit.
I think he's the best quarterback in the league. I think Jalen Hurts is arguably number two.
Let me finish my statement, please. Go ahead.
So when we went into the Super Bowl last time, we had a more dominant team everywhere outside of the quarterback. Tom Brady, obviously, except for according to Hollis, is the GOAT. We were going up against the GOAT, and the rest of our team carried us and willed us to win. We're not even going up against them with a backup quarterback. We're going up against them with a much better team around the quarterback and our guy who has been an MVP candidate all year long. To me, what? Go ahead, Hollis.
I'm just like, wow, you're not giving my man his flowers. Remember, I told you, either you're with
us. You ready to give Jonathan Gannon his flowers? You ready to give Isaac Seumalo his flowers?
We can
go down this road. Isaac Seumalo? You told me he was a pigeon.
I gave Jonathan Gannon
his
flowers for this one game.
What about Isaac Seumalo? He's in the Pro Bowl this year. You called him a pigeon. Isaac Seumalo, you called him a pigeon all year.
And I said he's doing
Pro Bowl.
I said he's doing tremendous. The Pro Bowl doesn't mean shit. The Pro Bowl doesn't mean shit. The Pro Bowl doesn't mean shit. I don't put it this way. They sent Luther Ellis to the Pro Bowl with 39 tackles and 3 sacks. I had 85 tackles and 5 sacks. That's what the Pro Bowl does for you. Not a motherfucking thing. And I was on a winning team. So what I was saying was, I wasn't discounting what you said. I said, either you're all the way with us or you're against us. We got an up-and-coming quarterback. And I know it painstaking you to say because you were still not all the way on. And you're not gonna. I'll be all the way on until we win one.
Like, Alex,
once we win,
that chicken was banging.
I'll give Jonathan Gannon the rest of his flowers. But every time I tried to give him some flowers, he fucked up. So I'm not giving him no flowers until we get all the way to the title. Because he needs
were off the hook.
You know what? Yeah,
I've already given Jalen his flowers.
You just was taking them away there.
Get the hell! You get to say I gave Jonathan Gannon his flowers one time, and you're good. But I've been saying over and over again. Jalen Hurts is the guy, and you're still a hater. You're still a hater.
So that's how
it works.
What did you just say? You just said Pat Mahomes is better than
Jalen Hurts.
We got a better team, but at quarterback, we have a better team total. And that's all you need to believe.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. I think the quarterback is better on there.
I just wanted to let you all know that you two need couples therapy. And you know, my handle is Eagle Session. So if you want me to interject at any time and tell him.
Jump in. What's your thought? Do you think Jalen Hurts or Pat Mahomes is
better? I want to be the counsel to that one.
I don't really. You know, my thing is.
Be a man and give your opinion.
I don't really give a damn about Patrick Mahomes. I care about.
Thank you.
I care about.
He didn't answer the question.
I'm trying to answer it.
Because
at the end of the day, it's the better team. I don't care about stats. I don't care. All that shit is out the window when it comes to the Super Bowl. At the end of the day, who is the better team? Who wants to show up? Who's going to show hard? How are you going to fuck? You're going to block two sets of this defensive line with that Kansas City Chiefs offense. Mahomes is hurt right now. I don't know if he's going to be fine by then. But at the end of the day, it's really about the team and the mentality that these guys are intact right now. Like, I feel like they're playing as one whole unit, and they still haven't played their best football. Can we agree that? We haven't. Yep.
Agreed.
Which is weird. Which is weird. They still haven't played their best football yet.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm just going to take a clip of what Evan said, though. Evan, you stated that this team reminds you of the 2017 team because of the momentum being better all around besides Tom Brady. Well, look, I respect your comment about Patrick Mahomes, but I'm with Gail. Fuck Patrick Mahomes today, you know, over here. He's irrelevant to what we are talking about. We are the better team. Watching that man, besides him being hurt, no, we are the better team. And again, like what you said, this team reminds you of 2017. True to that statement, because they are better than everybody else in the league. And I've been saying that week in, week out. Everybody's always quick to say, hey, these guys haven't played, or these guys are going to go ahead and play a real team this week. Well, you know what? They've been saying that week after week after week after week. Yo, you haven't seen our offensive line. Yo, you haven't seen our defensive line. Yo, you haven't seen our quarterback. You haven't seen our running game. So it's just like, yo, the Eagles are the better team, and the Eagles are going to fucking win this Super Bowl. Once again, they're going to host a second one, all right, in the air, and that's it. So if you guys want to go ahead and do the counseling, let me know. I'll gather. I'll definitely be the centerpiece. You know what I mean? I'll give y'all both y'all time, and then I'm going to come to that decision for both of y'all, all right? What do y'all think?
I think that my point went over everybody's head, if I'm being honest.
No, not at all.
You're ignoring the question. That's not what I was saying. I said we're the better team.
If we want to – okay, so this is what we said. What you just said is what we listen to all day long. We listen to them making sessions about the other team and stuff.
What concession did I make?
Go ahead. You just said you went with Patrick Mahomes. Either you with the birds. I don't give a fuck about Patrick Mahomes. Our defensive line, I feel like, would neutralize it. The thing that, I don't care
that you guys don't give a fuck about Patrick Mahomes. That's what I'm saying. I don't care. I'm saying the way that I'm looking at it objectively is that we have the better team. Yes, I agree with all you guys on that. All I said was I think their quarterback is slightly, they're in the same tier, slightly better than ours. That's what I'm saying. And I'm also saying that we were in this same exact situation back in 2018, yet our quarterback is better than the one that played in 2018. So I'm even less concerned. Suck on that.
And that was brought at Evan moment was brought to you by a put him in the bathroom moment. no, at the end of the day, we're all on the same team here. You know, it's just the vibes are right now. And it's a matter of reflecting on what we've done. We as a team, we as in fans who have traveled all across this country. Again, we said this on the podcast. Shout out to you guys who were tailgating at practices. Shout out to you guys that were tailgating in Detroit, of all places, to Arizona, to, you know, New York, to wherever. I mean, this fan base, many of the players have said it. It's a Philly thing in terms of, you know, fans backing the team. It's been a whole thing. It's been a whole vibe. And I think you got a hat tip, you guys, fans, because you guys have been out there. Speaking of fans, we had a big tailgate. I'm going to be honest here. I'm glad we went out with a bang. Because these guys, I really want to give a shout out to these guys, whether it's Alex, whether it's Prime, whether it's Evan. These things don't happen.
My shout out to Evan and Alex, because they was the one doing all the motherfucking cooking.
Let me finish here.
You passed around too much. I felt like those two, they were standing over the hot fucking stove watching everybody else dance and have a good ass time and drink beer and
Hold up, bitch. I was cutting wait a minute. You're gonna give me my goddamn cred too, you know what I mean? I was the one handing out the sandwiches. All right.
It takes a team. Alex is speaking.
Prime was helping. Definitely there. Who says we weren't drinking and dancing with the meat flying everywhere?
I will say that those beers that I drink next to the grill end up getting grody as fuck. Because I just end up all those meat juices are just flying into my beer the whole time. And there's a few times where I drink, I'm like, yeah, that's fucking gross.
But saying prime health is just like saying that we just let the kid pass out the paper plates for the snacks.
This fucking guy, man. We're not gonna make it sexy because you like skinny, like the boy, you know?
Tell Hollis to show up to a tailgate.
Next time your ass come to a tailgate sweating your fucking ass off, yo, Prime, let me get a towel.
Your Prime,
you know what I mean? I'm gonna be like, hey, man, get your ass up and go get in your goddamn stuff.
Actually, it was mostly Gail and Evan did get there to a little bit later. It was mostly. Did you even come to that one, Gail? I mean, Ev.
What one?
The one I came to, the practice one.
The training camp.
But it wasn't you, Prime. You just put ice on stuff and gave up, and you gave me a paper plate. Thank you for the condiments.
Continue, man.
It was a great time though, man. I mean, and that tailgate that we just threw too. I mean, I have it. First of all, let's address the elephant in the room. The parking situation was just a goddamn nightmare.
Wait a minute. Trying to kill our vibes. My bank account right now has something to say.
Eagles, we have showed up.
Loud and proud. We have
loud and
been
proud.
In lines waiting for parking. Like there's a, I have a whole parking network. We're all on the same page. Come 8 o'clock, like you say, you know, 8 o'clock. People have been waiting in line since 4 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
11 o'clock at night. You tell everyone that you need a parking pass at 8 o'clock, and when you look,
how much was that pass, by the way?
I paid $400 to park my car. And like, again, we throw a tailgate. We have to be there. So there's no if, ands, buts. We have a DJ that's coming. So that's another spot. So do the math. Eagles, let a brother know next time. So we don't have
to. That was some grimy shit, dude. For real. They did the old bait and switch, waited until everyone is lined, and then milked them for $400 a piece. That's disgusting.
And then how about me and you? And then how about me and you?
All to use porta potties that they don't even freaking clean out anyway. So, you know, I don't know where any of that money is going except for his pockets.
Then how about me and you? We waiting there patiently, having a conversation in line. You know what I mean? And if we would have known that we couldn't get in that fucking side, we could have easily went and parked at Citizens Bank Park and been at the tailgate a little bit sooner. Yeah.
Well, all right, so this is finally bringing it full circle to what I was originally going to say, which is that when I arrived at that tailgate, that was, like, it was already bumping, dude. Usually, I'm not going to lie, full disclosure, mornings are rough for me. I tend to be among the people that are in this chat at the tailgate list. But
no.
I will say
and your mama.
Dude, half the tailgate was already there by the time I got there. And I was trying my damnedest to get in, man. I just couldn't. But thank you to Steve. Thank you to Chris. All the guys that helped me carry some stuff from the – I wasn't paying $400 for parking. Fuck that, dude. I said I will park across the street for $45 and carry my shit across before I pay $400. So that's what I did.
Oh. I'm a scumbag. I did the old, yep, this is my parking pass. Thank you.
Dude, like, I did that, baby. And I got away with it, and then I blew it. I blew it myself where I could have just, like, flashed. I got past the first security guard and showed them the wings ticket, and then they're like, okay, good. And then I got up to where you pay, and the lady was like, all right, well, I need to see your pass. And I was like, can we just fake it? And I should have just showed her and tried to get away with it. And she's like, my supervisor's right next to me. I'm like, I guess I'm backing out then. I don't really have a choice.
I saw a parking attendant almost get ran over from a guy trying to get in.
Yeah, because a lot of people weren't even trying to move from that spot, man. Mm. But like I said, man, they were trying to kill our vibes from the very beginning, but none of us was going to let none of that happen, man. Mm-mm, we just took a deep breath and we got our shit together. Shout out to you guys, because we put a plan together and that plan stuck, you know what I mean? And it got us through the tailgate.
And shout out to I wish I got a name, because like I'm sorry to everybody that I do meet at the tailgate and then I end up forgetting your name or whatever. I interact with so many people on those tailgate days that, you know, it's just in one ear and out the other. But there was a guy that ended up he was a fan of the, and he ended up bringing a whole box of steaks, a whole bag of rolls, and all this to make some more cheese steaks. We didn't have enough time to make them at the tailgate, but I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Boxing Day. Boxing Day is the day after Christmas, and it's meant in other countries for all of the servants of the rich people so they can celebrate their Christmas the day after, because they were working to make sure that the rich people were good. So I had Boxing Day yesterday. I made it was NFC Championship Day Boxing Day. And I made about 30 cheesesteak sandwiches at my house. And then I wrapped them up and I went around Philly and I handed them out to the homeless. It was
That's what's up, man. Oh, cool. There you go.
Props,
man.
To you, brother.
Thanks.
Nice. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Did you say one for me?
Thank you for whoever dropped those steaks out.
No. I mean, it was cool because his daughter came the last tailgate. He said, you know, my dad's gonna send some the next time. He came a couple other times. He just loves the fact what we do. And we appreciate everyone. Any topics off the top of your head? Like, I mean,
ain't shit else to talk about. We kicked their ass. On to the next one.
Been the best team all year.
Well, I'm just like at this moment, like, you know, when you drive down to Alabama, it's a 15-hour drive. So you have a lot to think about. Just in terms of just thinking about this team, I'm just thinking about.
I got a quick question.
Can I finish?
Let me clarify that my roommate is the one that wrapped them.
Can I finish,
bro? Okay.
Throw that
job. I just want to let you know that we kind of didn't give a damn that you was driving down there for 15 hours. So it couldn't have been nothing that good because he was going to Alabama. But go ahead anyway.
You interrupted him for that?
Yeah. For that dumb shit. No, I'm just saying. Just thinking about this team. You think about the 2017 team. You think about this team, and you honestly think this team is actually it's a more well-rounded football team in terms of where they are position-wise. I think Jalen Hurts is going to put up his best performance this year.
Let's go by the position groups, man. I mean, there is several position groups on this team that you could say is the best the Eagles have ever had. Have you guys ever seen wideouts like Devontae Smith and AJ Brown on this team? I haven't. You guys ever see corners like Slay and Bradbury? I haven't. Man, when was the last time we had linebackers this good? When was the last time? First of all, let's give some praise to Stoutland University. I mean, my man. Every single year, we end up with one of the most dominant offensive lines in the league. You look at these guys, and they are the most intelligent offensive linemen and the most aware guys. They know where to be. They know what their assignment is. They know how to create holes, and they do it each and every week. That's all Jeff Stoutland, in my opinion, man. So, he has been.
I have a question. Why do we keep comparing them to old teams? I'd rather just let them write their own chapter.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that this is a pinnacle time to be an Eagles fan, man. Like we are seeing a pinnacle team here.
And it goes to what you said. We haven't had a receiving core like this ever. It's like this is the most depth on the defensive line since I was here. But you look at each level on defense, and the thing that I think is that a lot of people probably missing. Is that at one point during the season, it was like when Washington beat us, it was like we lost Jordan Davis. It was like, well, what the hell are we gonna do? As like, but it was, it, but it, it brought up into mind in the 2017 season when we got Jay Ajayi. But then he goes out and he gets two guys who are looking for a team that they feel like is a winner, and he goes to get Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh, and we they've been putting it all together. And the difference is, and this is an inside view. Of the difference. The difference is they're actually listening to the scouts and the coaches now and bringing the players in. They're not Joe Bannering it up and picking motherfuckers at random. They're not going for the Danny Watkins. They're not going for they're not bringing Sean Andrews' fucking brother in here to play offensive line with him.
And both of them go crazy.
Yeah.
SEC dogs.
Yeah. No, but it's like if you look at it, that's the difference. And they're treating the players a lot better than they were treating them when we were playing. So you're able to build what we're building now. Something that's going to last for years on end. I was like, but with the way that they were doing shit, that's not the way to run. That's not even the way to run a business. I was like, were you're owner of something, and all of a sudden some shit come up missing, and people are stealing. It's because you're not treating your workers right 9 times out of 10. If you treat the people that work for you with dignity and respect, and respect them, then it'll come back to you tenfold. But all that bullshit and treat them like they're less than you, or just treat them like shit in general, that don't work. And you can see the love from the players to the coaches to the front office. You can see the love now. As like motherfuckers went talking shit about Howie now. It's like you still see people don't love Joe Banner. Go ahead. Yeah.
Something got fixed. Something got fixed. That's all I'm gonna say. And I'm glad it got fixed. No, I know, but I'm just saying though, like something literally got fixed, and I'm glad it got fixed. I mean, you say this is the best team. All around it, yes, like I agree with you, Evan, that I've seen. I mean, but there have been guys that have played their positions just as well, but I'm not doing the comparison scene. I'm talking about this team right now. This team, yes, hands down, best team all around that I have ever seen being an Eagles fan, all around. I mean, these guys are all filling in the gaps with, you know, that we were suffering these past few years, and they are stepping up big time. I mean, so yes, best wide receiver core, best cornerback core, you know, best, best line, best defensive core. I mean, best free agent signing, like you mentioned earlier in the show, Hassan Reddick. I mean, like, it's just a lot. And we're breaking records after records after records with this squad. So it says a lot about this team. And, yeah, I agree with you 100%, man.
Now we have our questions in the chat here. David Johnson says, who will throw more yards and touchdowns, Hurts or Mahomes? We'll go yards and we'll go TDs. Who throws more, Hurts or Mahomes?
I'm going to go with the Eagles have the lead, which forces Mahomes to throw more, and he'll have more yards, passing yards.
TDs?
TDs.
Are we talking about total? Or are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking TDs. Total or just passing?
Total.
Passing or total?
Total.
I think total hurts.
I'll take hurts. Yeah.
I'll take total hurts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going more yards. Mahomes passing, but I'm going to go touchdowns hurts.
Now, the one thing about we keep talking about the best. I think this is the best free agency class that we've had in some time. If you look at, we got AJ Brown, who we got during the draft, but also had to sign him. We went and got Kasir White, Hassan Reddick. We got Bradbury. It's like, dude, it's like we hadn't had any those type of hits. And not only that, we picked up Linval Joseph and my boy.
I saw a point earlier today that was actually just I don't know, somewhat thought provoking, and it was talking about how that loss to Washington at the time was a real kick in the groin because we were going for that undefeated season. But looking back on it, it really highlighted what our weakness was, and that was clogging up the run game. And that's exactly when Howie went out and got Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh. And you just look at how much that has altered this defensive line and the fact that we're able to rotate in, you know, those big DTs, and it doesn't have to just be Fletch and Hargrave and Jordan Davis. The fact that we have a healthy rotation of those guys has made all the difference.
Yep.
Rotation. We had a rotation 1 year. I'm not going to say the year because I'm not going to compare one team to another team. But 1 year when we won the Super Bowl, we had a rotation going on, and that worked out really well for us.
Yeah.
And I think we continue with that. I mean, in the offseason, we had like five major holes that we needed to get, and that's what we got. We got those holes filled, and that's what we needed. We're so close last year with just like, okay, there's a piece there, there's a piece there, there's a piece there, just missing. And then Howie goes out, does what Howie does, straight fire. Yep. And look at us now, we're in the Super Bowl. That's all. We were just a little bit away. Everybody got a little bit smarter. Everybody improved a little bit. Obviously, the MVP of the league, Jalen Hurts, you know, he did great. Like, you see the strides that they made, not only from ownership and from the GM, but, like, from the players themselves. We're going to be fire team. Mm-hmm. We're going to win the Super Bowl. There's no way we're not winning the Super Bowl this year. How are you not? I mean, there's no way.
Now, Mark asks Hollis, any tips on acquiring affordable Super Bowl ticks for us less wealthy people?
You got to start shaking your ass, Mark. OnlyFans. Get on that OnlyFans. Shake that ass, bro.
The funny thing about that, Mark, is you can't be less fortunate trying to go to this motherfucking game. If you're less fortunate, you'd be out tailgating with the rest of us. All right? They used to allow the veterans to buy alumni to buy tickets at face value. I was like, but now that you have to put your name on the list with your team, and if they get to you, cool. Which is probably going to be some rookie or somebody going to buy all the tickets up so they can make a nice quality hunk of change.
So you could potentially put your name in for tickets.
I already did. I've already been asked to go a couple of times, a few different times. Would I go? I was like, sure, I go. I'll be down there right next to the stadium, so.
Must be nice to just answer like that. Yeah, yeah, sure, I'll go.
Yeah, sure, I'll go to the Super Bowl. I guess.
Hey, man. No, good. Let's.
Life
mean, that's
tremendous.
The topic of a lot of people, a lot of Eagle fans that have reached out are like, there's a dilemma. They're like, do you go to Arizona because you've already partied on Broad Street, or do you keep the tradition of partying on Broad Street when they win the Super Bowl?
Maybe it's the frugal gang in me talking, but I've always been a believer in that when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, personally, for me, you know, obviously going to the game is amazing. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You get to watch your team win the Super Bowl, but ultimately when you leave that stadium, I mean, who in that city far away from home gives a shit that your team just won the Super Bowl? The party is in Philadelphia. And, you know, me living in Philadelphia, I got to just walk right out my house and be a part of it right on Broad Street. And I got to tell you that, like, it was absolutely electric a couple nights ago when we just won the NFC Championship game.
Okay,
and I know it's going to be a completely different level in 2 weeks when we win again. Like, personally, for me, there's no place I'd rather be than Broad Street when we win.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't coming out amongst all that crap, but I think the championship game this time was better. Had more people out than the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl was won. It was raining like a motherfucker outside. Yeah. But if you look, they had those people everywhere for this one because it was nice and mild weather outside. So I'm glad the city enjoyed it and nobody got too hurt. I did see some naked people that I wanted to scratch my eyes.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah. No, I saw that. I also saw some. Like, dude, it's actually kind of wild. You got to watch your head when you go out on those streets, man, because right. people just be throwing shit around. I was watching. I was at. I went down by City Hall, and I was like, you know, right there at Broad and you know, where Market, I guess, intersect, and. There was a few people that had climbed up a pole, like a traffic light, and then they were ripping the hoods. You know how they have the hoods over top of the lights to block right. the glare, and they're ripping them off and then just throwing them into the crowd. I'm like, yo, that's some heavy metal, man. You got to there's people's heads down there. But yeah, so if you go out, just be careful. Keep your head on a swivel, and it's easy to catch a black eye or something, man.
Yeah, what do you do after you're in Arizona and you win the Super Bowl, you go out to a party or two, but like you want to be with everybody in Philly.
I want to be with my Eagles family. Yeah,
you could. Where do you think I'm going to be?
You'll be with your Eagles family in Arizona. It'll be a good time. And I'm not trying to undersell the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is an amazing thing.
I'll probably be with the team.
But there's no wrong answer. I mean, because people have I just really want to hear what you guys have to say. But I'm trying to segue into we are trying to plan a Super Bowl party at Hard Rock Cafe. So I mean, it's in the works. So that'll be because I mean the thought process.
Say that again, because I don't think you slammed
13th in Market. After when they win the Super Bowl, you go right to Broad Street. And party right there. So that's the sell for the party. That is the sell for the party.
Super Bowl party at Hard Rock in Philadelphia. That's where it's happening.
This is the plan. We know you're on a plane. We know you're eating delicious right meats. We know you have a small bladder. yeah. so I mean, Alex, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Well,
because I mean, you do make delicious food here. Do you like? Would you rather eat your own food at your own personal party or go somewhere and have someone feed you?
So, I mean, I'm sure you guys scream and yell just like everybody else. That's an Eagle fan. You know, I like to be with my own little bubble, right? Because I might be too crazy. But, I mean, I'm going down to Philly. There's no way. I'm also calling out of work the day after.
Hey.
Sorry, boss. Like,
I already put in my day.
No, not yet. I mean, it's a thing. Like, I'm committing. I'm coming down to Philly. We're going to party it up. I'm going to be, hopefully, I mean, I know I will be, but, like, holding you guys, like, in my arms, crying after we win the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know, we're going to have a great time. I'm hyped. It was
pretty great.
I hope it hurries.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to hurry up. Like, that's what they're saying. Like, you know, the one or 2 weeks, like, it's just the anticipation is killing me.
I just want to let you guys know I walked by a Cowboys fan at the Senior Bowl. He saw the conference champion, and he had a look on his face. He didn't even want to make eye contact. He slithered away, and I flexed, and I just flexed the brim like this.
Just make sure you sit. Make sure you sit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He's so up on the holding of each other, though. I heard that.
Yeah, when I was driving down, I was driving in the car, and I realized my left arm was hurting, and I realized that it was Prime who had grabbed me at one point in the game, and he was so elated that he actually, I don't know what you did to my shoulder over here. But this is
bro. We made it back to the Super Bowl. I gave my boy a big hug, like, yo, we back, baby.
I said, you broke something over here, man.
Yeah, during the off season after the Super Bowl, you'll take care of it. You'll be ready for the next season.
You just gotta power through for 2 more weeks.
You gotta power through.
Yeah, come on.
You gotta power through, man.
I don't know. It's a different league. Last year, being at the Senior Bowl was a real vibe. Yeah, it's still a real vibe for me, but just I'm thinking about the Super Bowl heavily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the timing the same the last year? I felt like it was like after the season.
It was before the Super Bowl.
It was before the Super Bowl.
I'm dialed into the Super Bowl right now, so it's really hard to be like, hey, let's talk draft because the season's not over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Remember the last time when we won the Super Bowl back in 2017, we didn't have these extra games that we got now. So that's why it went out further.
Yeah, it's two. They added two extra games since the last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob from Down Under says, hey, Hollis, if you're with the team, get some decent coverage.
I'll try, Bob. I'll try.
I mean, that translation, he's going to be drinking and smoking.
Hey. Joseph says, I'll be putting my paid leave for the parade. But I know Evan has a really great story in terms of, you know, his the story you're telling about your pops where he was trying to get – an opportunity to go to the parade, and his boss was stunting on him.
This was a boss that I had never seen. My dad is similar to me in the sense that he gets along with everybody. And I've never seen him not get along with someone like he did this boss. And this dickhead boss of his said that nobody in the company was allowed to take off for the parade. And then 3 days after the parade, he laid my dad off. And so I just want to follow up by saying, like a year or two later, I come downstairs and my dad is like elated, just ear to ear. He's like partying. Like, what the hell's going on down here? It's like, oh, my old boss so-and-so died. I was like, you're a savage, dude. Bro, that's yeah,
but that story took a turn for the
a man after my own life. Yeah.
but point being is that my dad will be at the Hard Rock. I made a point that I wasn't able to watch the Super Bowl with my dad last time. That's one of my regrets is that I wasn't able to watch that first Super Bowl with him. We had a great party, but looking forward to having my dad there.
That's what's up, man. Let's get this shit popping, bro. Let's go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, man.
Now, Siobhan asks, so do we break the team up next year? What positions do we acquire other than a good backup QB and why?
That's the tough part when you start winning championships. You know, Eric, we can't re-sign everybody. You know, we can't bring everybody back. So, I mean, it's just always just like the downfall. But, I mean, I don't know. This could be for another show where we're going to do the whole breakdown. I don't know.
Well, Prime, I will help you out a little bit. We're about $40 million under the cap. We have 18 guys that we need to sign.
Is that the $60 million added that they just added onto the cap?
That's what I was getting to next. Thank you, my esteemed colleague Evan, just let you know on the other part. And remember, we have Howie at the helm. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll be coming back with most of this team intact. I think Howie's going to want to keep it in place at least one more year to defend the title.
CJ Gardner Johnson and Bradberry to me are like the two
key.
Yeah, because they both of them are young and on that next tier of their contract to where you can let them get a little old. I think Slay will want to stay. So not that we're going to get a total discount, but I think he'll want to stay, and we'll be there. They should be able to work out a deal.
Only one
that I really want them to truly lock up is because Zero White, because It's like he's like one of those unsung people. Like you, if you notice, we haven't had to worry about tight ends like we had to in the past few years. If you notice, in the past few years, but previous years, we've been getting our ass towed out the framework by a tight end. But since
Mike Gesicki,
son of a nugget. But but since we got Kazir White, they've been totally null and void. And it's like this, but to me, this week tells if he gets not this week, but this next game, it'll tell if he gets a contract. Because if he could just fucking slow Travis Kelce down, just slow him down, then we need him back. Because the one thing that I do remember when we call them the bad times, and I didn't tell you guys the other backstory of why I feel like the things are better with the Eagles. I've been knowing Howie Roseman since he was like 20, and he was Joe Banner's assistant. So him watching them, the shit that they were doing to everybody, I think he learned from that and learned how to build the proper team. Because all you had to do is the opposite of what those jackasses did. But the one thing that I don't want us to do is get rid of Kazir White like we got rid of Carlos Emmons. Because Carlos Emmons was like one of those unsung linebackers, and we continued to try to replace him after he was gone. Jeremy Shockey and every tight end after that was lighting our ass up. So when you get that kind of linebacker, you lock him up for at least a couple of years.
The number one question I keep getting at the Senior Bowl as I walk by and people see the Eagles stuff, they're like, hey, you guys bringing back Miles Sanders? And I think
exactly
to this question right here, I'm in terms of if you're going to save somewhere where you think you can get through the draft. And again, when I talk about middle round running backs, there are backs here at the Senior Bowl where you could add. You can plug in and play the three-headed monster.
Evan, I'm leaving this question to Evan for Evan and Prime. I want them to sign Miles Sanders back. I'm tired every time that we get somebody and we teach them the ropes and shit, somebody else reaps the rest of the fucking benefits. What are y'all thoughts on that one?
I kind of lean with Gale on this one. I think that running back is a position that, granted, Miles Sanders has had a career year this year. He's done tremendous, and he's been a crucial part of us winning. It's also a position that I think is but if you make the right decision, you can get a guy on the late second day, early third day that you can plug into this offense on a cheap rookie deal. And so if we are in some sort of cap strenuous situation, and we're trying to cut corners, save money, then you draft a running back. But I want to say this is the fact that, like, Eric, let's not sleep on Howie Roseman here. There's a lot of people that are nervous about what are the Eagles going to do. Man, I'm kind of in the ballpark of I'm not really that nervous. I mean, we have Howie Roseman who offseason time and time again has found a way to move money around to make it work. He's going to do the same thing this offseason. We'll be good.
Yeah. But the one thing that the part that I think you missed was I'm tired of us grooming somebody and then becoming good to great and we losing them. The one thing about drafting a kid is it's the unknown. It's like a wall. It's a wall that those guys hit. The public. Even when I hit the wall, the rookie wall. I ended up playing a lot my rookie year and eventually starting. But you got to remember, most of the time I played in the Big West. My fucking season was over in the middle of December. I'm playing into January and shit. I'm watching Jeffrey Osborne sing the national anthem in the playoffs. I'm like, damn, when is this shit going to be over? It's like, it's forever. It's like, but every rookie hits that wall. And that's the only thing that I worry about in bringing in a young, fresh, new face. But I just get sick and tired of building up somebody and building a giant. And then we let them go because we don't want to negotiate with them. So.
Yeah, I just think it's like, I don't know. I think Miles Sanders has done enough this year to where, you know, he has earned a contract. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be here. I think he's going to get paid elsewhere. With that being said, what's your guys' thoughts on Brandon Graham? Do you think he signs a team-friendly deal? I think BG's still got some gas left in the tank, man.
Having 11 sacks.
11 sacks? But knowing BG, don't you think he wants to finish his career in Philly? Yeah,
I asked him. I asked him last during at Trent Coles camp. I said, "We getting you back for another year?" He's like, "We'll see."
Now, see, this is the thing that I think. This is where I think that Howie has learned. It's like I think the older guys, they want one shot to defend the title, and then walk off to the sunset. Because because you got this young nucleus. And you saw the way Kelce turned the team over to Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. But you still need that older guy nucleus that knows how to get it done. And if they want to come back and be a part of it, it's like that extra added oomph that you need. But it's kind of like this. I had to learn how to come off the bench. It's like, and I had to always be ready. It's like, because when you go through college and high school and stuff, you're always the man, you're always starting, you're always on the field. But in the pros, the thing with getting a bunch of rookie players is sometimes it takes them a minute to warm up or some players to warm up. We need instant production. That the only way you're going to get on the field is if you're ready at all times. And yeah. I don't want to chance that with the chemistry that we got together with what we got. I was like, I can see adding some young pieces and some other guys, some journeymen getting let go because of that, because we add the young pieces. But I think you keep that little bit of that old nucleus. You keep them for at least one more season,
and then change the guard. Kenny Gainwell has shown. Maybe not. I don't think he's shown enough to be a premier guy, but if we're talking about giving him more touches, dude, I think he's earned more touches at this point.
Yeah. No? I think so. I think he's earned some more touches, but this is what we were talking about when we were talking about Miles being expendable. It's like you get the 1-2 punch of Gainwell and Boston Scottie and get a rookie in there and integrate him into what we're doing. And then you don't have to worry about paying Miles all the money. But if Miles doesn't want one of those salary cap breaking deals, you got to look at it. You got to at least try.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Now Jason asks, what about Cox? Is he back in Philly?
Nah.
I think he's in KC, no, honestly.
I was going to say because I will say he wants to play one more season for Andy. So I've heard.
I heard that too.
So I've heard.
So you want to get rid of your cocks?
Not my cocks. I enjoy my cocks mostly. More time than that.
Pause.
Deepest apologies. I thought I was performing a one man show. Oh, I'll be here all week.
Now I believe we can all agree with RJ says I'm going to hate seeing any of these guys go on next season. Like I saw that picture where. Kelce's lined up to right next to Graham, next to Fletcher. I mean, that's a lot of dudes that have spent a lot of years with this team, and they've shaped the form of this football team over the years. There's some breaking news. I found. I don't even know if Evan's seen this video before, but I found a picture of Evan, no video of Evan on Broad Street with a cut open eye.
I hope it's not that dude. Okay.
This is I don't even think Evan's seen this.
I've seen this before. This is from when we won the Super Bowl.
Oh damn. I was over at the whatchamajigger.
He's got
anyone want to take a stab at what jersey I'm wearing? That's a Sidney Jones, folks.
Well,
you said that wrong, Evan. That's Sidney Jones.
Hey, same jacket today.
There's a lot less salt in that beard, bro.
Same jacket, man. And then I was walking on Broad Street, and I saw a guy coming the other way, and he had the same jacket on. And he looks at me, he's like, "You knew." I was like, "You knew too. You put that guap. You like, I'm putting down the $300 because they're gonna win." Because everyone's like, "Why would you bother? They're not gonna win. How do you know?" I was like, "Bro." Just like I have a feeling about this team. I just feel good about this team. You can't stop me.
Are you a little bit disappointed that this Super Bowl doesn't fall on your birthday this year?
Yeah, that was the best birthday ever, man. I mean,
it looks like I might be inside the game. I just got an email from a lady who runs things for the Super Bowl asking me to join the lounge. That's the Legends Lounge.
That's awesome. You're going to be taking your son with you.
Yeah, this is my son. Why is his beard white? What do you mean? That's a
daddy.
Yeah. That's a big announcement on a show amongst your family. I know your brothers be up in the chat here. if there's a potential plus one, how do you figure out who that might be?
Royal Rumble, baby. Get it on.
Only one of my brothers lives in Arizona. My other brother lives up here. Yeah. So he's not, and he's got family and kids, so he's not coming down. So.
I don't think any of us have the chest that Hollis is looking for to bring a plus one.
Why would I bring sand to the beach? You never take sand to the beach, sir.
Just take it home with you.
Yeah, you damn skinny. It'd be in your shoes and your drawers, so to speak. Pause.
I want to give a big shout out before we get out of here. I want to give a shout out to Bud Light, who's been holding us down all season long, providing suds for the tailgate. Shout out to Conshohocken Italian Bakery. They've been tremendous, providing us with artwork, legendary stuff. Always a big fan of what they do, and appreciate you guys supporting us.
I also want to throw another one out there. I mean, everyone appreciates the everybody says they appreciate the cheesesteaks at the tailgate. I just want to throw a shout out to the restaurant that I used to work at and where I get all my stuff from, Sal's Pizza in Marlton, New Jersey. Cool. If you're in South Jersey, go check them out, man. Down on 10 West Main Street in Marlton. Great food. You'll be able to get the Evan Hearn classic cheesesteak at that building.
Oh, what about the classic T-shirt from Hollis?
Are you talking about Philly Sports Philly Sports shirts for my damn Skippy t-shirts? Don't worry, I've already talked to Drew. He's watching. They want their shirts, Drew. Drew is already watching. Go PhillySportsShirts.com and put the damn Skippy as a shirt and a hoodie, or go to PhillySportsShrimps.com and join me in the tailgate down there.
Yeah, and also don't forget to follow Chef Alex at One the Juggernaut on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh yeah,
cooking up delicious meats. If Hollis would always say, cooking up delicious meats.
I didn't even get to sample the buffalo check mac and cheese, Alex. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Damn it!
I saw we were 86th on forks.
Wait a minute.
You're dead. Just making my heart sink thinking that I lost the pepper again, bro.
I had a backup for you in the bag.
Did you? I put the salt and pepper down. I look away for 1 second. All of a sudden, the pepper's gone. I'm like, not again. There's no way this happened
again.
Little
short story. Was it two tailgates ago or something like that?
Yeah, it was midway through the year. I forget which one.
Evan's, going crazy. Salt, pepper, cheese, and he goes and looking for the pepper. It's been about 10, 15 minutes. 45 minutes go by. This kid pulls out the pepper from his pocket that he didn't check.
I was accusing people at the tailgate of stealing black pepper.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, who steals pepper? At one point, who steals pepper?
Who steals it? He grabbed the pepper, and my dad tricked him in this past tailgate.
I stole pepper.
I think
you were the pepper stealer.
I think somebody might have been I'm not gonna even say it. Anyway, last word on the birds. We'll start with you, Mr. Alex, Chef Alex.
Last words on the birds. I'm happy it happened. We knew we expected this to happen. We didn't fall short. We didn't hurt ourselves. We played the right game, the smart game, kept everything in front of us. Excited for the Super Bowl. Excited to do these crazy things with you guys down in Philly again for another great week. I'm just excited to cry in you guys' arms with you and hoist that Super Bowl.
Don't take no pictures.
We're gonna send hella pictures to Hollis and let him know. He's gonna send us pictures. We'll send him.
I'm gonna see you guys' pictures, but they ain't gonna be.
I'm gonna send a picture of Hollis and me ugly crying on the street.
We won one already.
Yeah. Now Kiki says her last word on the birds. She's a believer. We got a chant from Nuri over here. Helene's last word: Go birds, bring it home, boys. Shout out to Chris with the Go Bird.
Little Chris.
What is your last word, Mr. Hollis, Thomas?
My last word. Are we doing the show again Thursday, or are we waiting until next week?
We can see.
I'm asking for a friend. But
we can figure something out.
I just want to give a shout out to the birds for going out and handling business and not listening to the naysayers and feeding them all a nice big shake burger all year long. And when they said we couldn't do it, we did it. When they pumped up a team and start talking all that high cash money shit and talk about how this Cooper Rush was the next coming to Steve Young. Then we kick his ass, and the Minnesota Vikings are doing this and doing that. We put foot in their ass. We ain't seen that since the San Francisco 49ers. We put a gator on and put our foot in their ass sideways to the next life to show their inside some style. And the last part of this is the thing that gives me the confidence in which I'm speaking with is when our general gets up there. And he's not full of jubilation and celebrating just because we won the NFC, and says that I can't celebrate right. I can't get happy about this because the job's not done. It puts the full confidence in me as being a former player and the current EAGLES fan. Puts the full confidence in me and let me know that we about to kick some Chiefs ass. But it's like one of those pisses you got to hold. And like once you get to the door, you don't have to pee anymore.
That's me. Yeah.
Tell you.
I'm just saying,
Too soon. Too soon. Shout out to Prime with his last word.
Listen, we got 2 weeks. It's going to be long. It's going to be crazy. But hey, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to the week when these guys start making the media. I'm looking forward to some of the interviews that these guys are going to go ahead and have. Definitely want to give a shout out to some of the girls that work at the pro shop. Miss Kim, Amanda, Kathy, Alex, those girls. Listen, the Super Bowl merch is coming, and they're quick. They already been reaching out like, hey, we're going to go ahead and make sure you guys are taken care of. Just want to go ahead and thank you guys for being so great during the season. Saving the pins of, this year was the year that I ended up grabbing probably over 30 pins. I got a big collection going on over here, and they looked me out on that divisional game and the NFC Championship game.
So I can keep that other pin that I
have. Yeah, as well as Gail. Gail was looking me out as well. Look, man, I'm excited. I'm definitely looking forward to watching the game with you guys, man, for real. I didn't get to experience that back in 2017. I had something just as great happening at my first house with my daughter being born that year. First time I had bought a house. So it was just like everything was lined up that year. This year, totally different. Yeah, we've been kicking ass all season long, tailgates, podcasts, just as a group in general. And then, my son, now he gets to go ahead and see a Super Bowl. I'm excited about that. I mean, these little shits got two under their belts in a matter of time. And here I was struggling just to get the one.
Are you a little jealous?
Nah, not at all, man. I'm very happy for them, man. Like I'm super. Like as soon as I'm done wearing this, it's going in the box. It's going in the treasure chest because when he gets older, this is the type of stuff I could bring out at a later time and show them. Like, look, man, you were here for this. You were here for that. So these are the type of things that I'm looking forward to. But yeah, I mean, stay tuned. We got some big news to drop about the Hard Rock Super Bowl party we're trying to throw. We're just getting all that put together and finalized so we can go ahead and share it with y'all. And that's what I'm looking forward to the most, man, because I want to be the next guy that, has a ladder hit me in the face of something because I'm so damn excited. I want to be the next Evan. I want to be out there on Broad Street. So I didn't get the answer. Some of the questions that I got put on to. So I want to just go ahead and say, yes, I want to bring Boobie Miles back because I didn't get the chance to answer that question. Okay. Yes, I want to bring BG back because I didn't get a chance to answer that question. All right. So I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to all that stuff. But look, just be safe. I don't know if we're going to have a show on Thursday. We will. We will. Maybe not. I'm not going to be able to join you guys because I'll be bowling. But yeah, man.
He bowls at 170. He's pretty good.
I just want to, I'm not usually one that likes to twist the knife, but yes, I am. So, Will Concepcion, my man. I just want to point something out. You know, since the last time you guys have been to the game that we're about to play in, my man Jalen Hurts was born, learned how to walk. Learned how to play football, went to college, won a national championship, got drafted, and guess what? Now he's in the Super Bowl before you guys are. You losers! You guys are bums! You Cowboys losers, I ain't gonna win shit as long as I'm around, as long as Howie Roseman is in charge of this team. I'm glad that we are living in a time right now where the leadership in this team, not only in the front all quarterback position at all of the captain's level, we got true leaders here. We have guys that know how to run an organization. We got guys that know how to win NFL games. And for as much crap as, you know, everybody wants to give on initial thought of guys, Sirianni, when first had his first press conference and he was nervous to talk in front of the fans. Well, guess what, man? It worked out. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of people that thought Doug Peterson was a stew nod. Guess what? He won us our first ever Bowl. These owners, this GM, they know what they're doing. Give them their respect, and let's go celebrate another glorious day on Broad Street, man. Let's go, Burns. Let's go.
Following that, man. Just first of all, I want to thank all you fans that have been attending tailgate, attending the chat. We truly appreciate you guys being a part of the show, showing up, going to trips with Philly Sports Trips. At the end of the day, man, it's all about the birds. If you've been following us, if you following Hollis traveling all over the world or his shows down at the shore, it's all about the birds with us. We're always talking about the birds. This is what we love. So this time for us is just an amazing time. You crazies in the chat, I know it's time of your life as well. We've seen a lot of great Eagles teams. This Eagles teams, they're all different in their own way, but this Eagles team has provided – tremendous happiness for me. You know, sometimes these Eagles wins are not just about wins. A lot of us are going through some things, and they get you through the day. And this Eagles team, led by Jalen Hurts, it's a team that you can be proud of at the end of the day. You want to root for this team. You want to travel the country to follow this team, and you want to support the leadership. And that goes from the team all the way up to the front office. So we're riding with this team. Well, you know, as always, it's always fly, Eagles fly.
Good bird.
See you guys in the next one.
Good bird.